With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Republican National Convention reached its climax last night with a speech by former President Trump. UFC's Dana White spoke following a performance by Kid Rock. The week's been unlike any other in convention history, as it started right after the assassination attempt on former President Trump. It included the naming of J.D. Vance of Ohio as his running mate. Evangelist Franklin Graham was among the speakers Thursday night as Republicans brought their convention to a close in Milwaukee.
Graham says Donald Trump kept his promises to Americans during his first term.
I'm grateful and thankful for what he did as a 45th president of the United States.
And looking ahead to what he hopes will be a second Trump term in office.
We pray for President Trump that you would give him wisdom, strength, and a clear vision for the future of this nation and the task that is at hand.
Graham also prayed that the Almighty would continue to protect the former president from his enemies. Reporting from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, I'm Bob Agnew.
Also at SRNnews.com, Tucker Carlson was also a guest speaker, saying that he saw a change when he watched the assassination attempt on the former president.
I watched the video of what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, about 50 times. I think I was one of about 8 billion people around the world who watched it. And the more I watched it, the more it struck me that everything was different after that moment. Everything. And this convention is different. The nation is different. The world is different. Donald Trump is different.
Biden administration mainstay Barack Obama reportedly telling his allies that President Biden needs to seriously consider the viability of his candidacy. This is SRN News. A first at the Republican National Convention.
Matt Brooks, the CEO of the Republican Jewish Committee, was invited to speak at the gathering for the first time ever, and he urged Jewish Americans to cast their ballots for Donald Trump in November. Brooks says the GOP will protect Jews from a rising tide of anti-Semitism in this country, adding, quote, President Trump will bring back law and order so that American Jews can once again wear a kippah and walk the streets without fear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One Southern California school district is suing Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom over a new law barring school districts from requiring that parents be notified of their child's gender identification change. The law has elicited a mixed response from Californians. Many, including some who support the gay agenda, say the new law goes too far and it violates parents' rights. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed the law this week. This is SRN News. Legendary comedian Bob Newhart has died at the age of 94.
The accountant-turned-comedian gained fame with the Smash album and became one of the most popular TV stars of his time. Newhart was a Chicago psychologist in The Bob Newhart Show in the 70s and a Vermont innkeeper on Newhart in the 80s. Both shows featured a low-key Newhart surrounded by eccentric characters. The second show had a twist ending in its final episode.
You won't believe the dream I just had.
What is it?
I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
The whole series was revealed to have been a dream by the psychologist he played in the other show. I'm Haya Pinjwan.
3.3 million select models of Bissell-branded Steamshot handheld steam cleaners are being recalled due to a burn hazard. 150 injuries have been reported. More details at SRNnews.com.